Hello again, devotional friends. As promised, let's take a look at book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 3 through 12. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus accursed, but no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the workings of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. I get excited when I read these verses because, how God wants us to profit from his presence. That's his word. Verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So whatever is given to you from these 10 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and every one of us has one, or two, or three, or more. I never met a person who has every one, but that's always possible. I'm still fairly young. I'm just going to be 74 next month. I've still got a lot of years to find out. But here are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank God that he cares enough for you to give you the gifts that only he can bestow. Nothing here the world gives. You can't buy it, trade it, barter it. You can't be inherited of it. You can't find it. It is a gift of God for the people of God that we might profit in the kingdom of God, building up the presence of God wherever we go, making holy each and every day, wherever we are, with whomever we might be, in whatever activity. God knows it. We are human. Oh, he knows as well. But he wants us to succeed. This I have found in almost 50 years of ordained life. God wants us to succeed. So he gives us 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. To resist sin. To conquer, to overcome, to be victorious over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And he gives us 10 gifts to make a difference for him. For we are not unto ourselves born, the Bible says. We are created in the image of God. And we live in the image of God, particularly we who know the wonderful experience of being born again by the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, it's got work to do. So Christian, believer, seeker, whomever you are and wherever you are, claim the gifts and the graces and the fruits that are yours to live successfully, holy, and holy, in the name of Jesus Christ. This is your devotional friend, Nate Ware, praying for every one of you, wherever and whomever you may be. You've got somebody on your side whom you may never know, but yet in Christ, we are one body. Amen and amen.